こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、神経学専門誌 JNNP によると、35歳のオーストラリア女性がスキニージーンズを履いていたところ、足の神経が麻痺して4日間入院するケースがありました。女性は知人の引っ越しの手伝いで、何時間もしゃがんで片付けをした日の夜、足の感覚が急になくなり転んでしまい、人に見つかるまで数時間地面に倒れていました。担当医師によると、ぴったりした生地によって筋肉が押さえつけられ、その結果筋肉が内側に膨張して血管や神経を圧迫し、血流も妨げられたため、足首や足の指も動かせない状態になってしまったということです。
According to the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery and Psychiatry, a woman had to be hospitalized for 4 days after her skinny jeans caused serious nerve damage to her legs. Apparently, she had spent some time helping her friend move during the day, and that night, suddenly her leg went numb and she collapsed. It was several hours before anyone found her and was able to get help. According to an expert neurologist, the tight skinny jeans put enough pressure on her muscles to constrict the blood vessels of the legs and compress nerves.
そう、まあもう治って大丈夫みたいなんだけど、まああとこれ別にだからといってスキニージーンズが超危ないとかそういうことではないんだけど、まあこういうことがありますっていう。
Did she fully recover?
Yeah.
Really? When did this happen? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because usually if it's like real nerve damage,
yeah.
Nerves repair themselves really, really slow. It's like 1 millimeter per year or something.
なんかこの担当したお医者さんが言ってたのは、もっとさらにこの病院に行く時間が遅れていたら、あの今マイケルが言ったみたいに神経のダメージがもうちょっと長く残ったかもしれないって。そうでもよかったけど、たまにねすごいきついやつあるからね。
Do you go in on the really, really tight ones?
なんかジェギンス、あのジーンズとレギンスが一緒になったみたいな製品
は一番きついの。
きついっていうか、
Those are probably safer. Yeah? 伸びるから。
でもね、いや、
If you wear really tight, like just, you know, stone wash denim.
でもね、ジェギンスって言ってもその割合が違うっていうかさ、そのレギンスの割合がそんなにないとそこまで伸縮しないから、意外と結構、あの慣れちゃうとあんまり感じてないんだけど、よく考えると結構圧迫されてる気がする時もあって、だから家に帰ってきて脱ぐと、はぁはぁはぁみたいな。
What happens when you take them off? Like you...
なんか超足がすっきりする。
Do you do anything in particular? Like lie down and...
No, because my nerves and everything's fine. But, なんかさ、ヒールとかもそうだし、ジーンズ、まあタイトなこういうのもそうだけどさ、こう履いてるときはあんまりダメージを感じないじゃん。やっぱ帰ってきて脱いだときに、
like blisters and stuff.
とかなんか解放感、ただ、ああ、助かったみたいな。で、なんかバカだなと思って、割れながら笑っちゃうけど。
Why do we wear things that are uncomfortable? We have the technology to be comfortable.
いやでもやっぱヒールとかはさ、やっぱりまだまだ uncomfortable だよね。
I see girls rolling their ankles all the time on the platform. It just happens. Girls like step off the train and just for a split second you see their ankle just go.
そう、たまにいるよね、なんかさ、足がグラグラしてる子を歩きながらさ、グラグラグラグラグラグラ。
And it gets worse. Like, I feel like they do it once, and now they've got these, like,緩い ankles, like, weak ankles that just, like, they're, like, hanging, like, you know?
そう、なんかさ、靴にもよるんだよね。高いヒール履いてても、何にも考えないで歩いてて、ねじれない靴もあれば、なんかヒール履いてるって意識して常に歩かないとすぐグキってなっちゃう靴もあるし、なんか難しいよね女子って。
What's weird is the shoes that are designed not to roll over easily, like basketball shoes. You see the shape of the shoe. Some shoes have a lot more like lateral rigidity. But those shoes, if you do roll your ankle, it's much, much worse than the other ones.
怖いね。
Because I rolled, like I landed off balance trying to get a rebound playing basketball and like sprained my ankle.
痛そう。
And I've sprained my ankles dozens of times in my life.
Right.
But that one was like the worst by far.
もう足首ねじり達人みたいじゃん、そのコメント。
It's,
足首ねじり専門家。
It's permanent. It's really permanent.
That sucks.
Yeah, because it stretches your tendons out.
なんかでもさ、
年齢、
まあそういうバスケの靴とかはちょっと違うけど、ファッションのために頑張ってる場合はさ、なんか年齢とともに頑張りたくなくなる傾向がある気がしない？ちょっと若い、yeah. 10代とかの時の方がもう痛かろうが足から血が出ようがなんか可愛い方が優先みたいな感じだったけど。
What about the platform shoes from like the Gosurori, like is it Gosurori? Like what the really tall black ones that were in style like 2003 or something.
厚底はなあの全部が同じさ高さのやつ、前から後ろまで。
Yeah, yeah.
あれはさどうだろうね、ファッション的に。私はあんまりあれは今もちょっと流行ってるじゃん。
Are they? They're coming back?
うん、よく見るよ履いてる子。でもなんかさ、あんまりあのセクシーじゃない感じがしちゃう私は。あの普通のプラットフォーム、ヒールのなんていうの、ヒールがあって前にただ高くなってる部分があるだけで、全部が同じ高さじゃないやつあるじゃん。
You have to walk like you don't have knees, right?
うん。
You can't bend your knees.
If you have 全部のプラットフォームのやつはね、そうそうそう。
It's like you have peg legs.
でも普通にちゃんとヒールがあるプラットフォームはすごい楽なんだよね。すごいヒールが高いから辛そうに見えるんだけど、前も上に上がってるから、あの一番足が痛くならない。私ヒール履くときはプラットフォーム履くようにしてる。じゃないともう無理、もう我慢できないもう脱ぎ捨てたくなっちゃうもん、そんなの。
Do you think you have strong ankles?
I don't know.
Well, let's get back to this we're like talking about heels now. Yeah, so this the jeans cutting off blood flow. I think guys can experience this too.
Guys?
Yeah, there are guys wearing super tight jeans. I had to wear tight jeans when I worked in retail. Way too small for me.
Right, right.
Way too small.
だからやっぱそれを履いた状態でこの女性みたいに何時間もしゃがんでたりとかすると、やっぱね、血流がいかなくなっちゃうよね。
I felt like that because they were making me wear an S size shirt.
ピッチピチじゃん。
I wear like L か XL。
そうだよね。じゃあもうピッチピチの T シャツにピッチピチのジーンズ履いてたんだ。超見たい。
No, those days are long gone.
Over.
But they made me wear an S size shirt. Later,
right.
after I complained for months, they gave me M,
okay.
which was still small. But the S size, I really felt like it was cutting off circulation like at my shoulders.
Oh god.
And so they told me to just cut the armpit. No.
Eh?
Yeah, just cut underneath the armpits.
And then, どういうこと？穴開いてるってこと？
Yeah, ここに。
え？それはいいの？お店的には。その
I don't know. That's just what someone, one of the, like my manager told me.
What? だってしかも毛が出ちゃうじゃん。
Maybe.
全然おしゃれじゃなくない？
Well, if I'm wearing the shirt with the armpit holes so that I can actually move my arms,
もう L 着させてよじゃあね。
Yeah, I'll dye my armpit hair green. And do it. Does that make sense?
No. やばいね。はい。
People also have problems with cycling, which is so this blood flow restriction. Resulting in numbness, you can have that problem riding a bicycle, where the bicycle seat, the weight of your body is actually supposed to be on your legs,
right?
A lot of the time on the bicycle, but because we have free wheel and you can coast, all your weight is on the seat, right?
Mm.
But for men, that weight is placed on the, where is it called? What is it called? Like the perineum?
What? What's that?
It's like the space between your butthole and your balls. No,
oh, あのさ、あの、
there's like a name for it, but...
芝亮さん、あの、ゲストでさ、来てくれたじゃん、mm. 弁護士の。あの、彼が言ってたよね、そこのところが、あの、男性はすごい隠れた性感帯なんだよ、みたいな。そこか。
Yeah, but...
そこに...
Do you remember what it's called?
No.
I think it's perin... I don't know what it is. It starts with peri, maybe.
あ、そこにプレッシャーがかかりすぎるってこと?
Yeah, like that's actually like the...That's the real base of the penis, actually. So if you're sitting on a bicycle seat just riding your mamachari, you're actually cutting off blood flow to your own penis, and your penis can go numb, and that can actually cause erectile dysfunction.
Oh my
and they've
God.
Actually found that erectile dysfunction rates among cyclists is really high.
So what can they do?
So what they started doing is they started to design these bicycle seats that has a cutout.In the middle of the seat.
Okay, okay, okay. そういうことか。
Why are you laughing?
いや、なんかさっきの T シャツの話といいさ、なんか基本何切って穴開ければもういい、
oh, yeah,
みたいな。
Yeah. It's a solution for everything.
さあ、そうなんだ。
Yeah.
まあだって普通に暮らしててそんなところにプレッシャーがかかることないもんね。
Mm.
自転車以外でさ、立ったり座ったり歩いたりとか。
But it's people put their weight there because, If you don't ride a bike often, then you're supposed to put your weight on your sit bones, the bones of your hip. But it's actually really painful for people
to
do that if you're not used to it. So people tend to start putting weight.
え、じゃあ乗馬とかも結構やばいよね。
どうかな? I have no, I don't know what they're sitting on. But,
あ、まあでも、あの、え、わかんない。私乗馬あのちっちゃい時に習ってた時は恥骨をあのこの蔵に当てなさいって言われてたんだよね。だからこう、うん、お尻をちょっと引いた状態っていうかさ。
うん。That sounds bad。
こうスラウチしないでこうお尻を突き出した状態。だから男性はどうなってんのかなっていつも不思議。
But they're kind of standing a little bit. If you take weight off of the area, blood flow will return and you're fine. It's just prolonged cut off.But if you're on a horse or something, you're like bouncing.
Ah, 動いてるから平気なのか。
Yeah, I think so. Erectile dysfunction in jockeys might be an interesting.
そうね。どうなってんだろうね。
I don't know. Who cares? Maybe.
なんだよ。自分で言っといて。
So specific.
次。イギリスのアイザック・ニュートン・アカデミーに通う13歳と14歳の男子3名が性感染症を捉えると色が変わるスマートコンドームを開発し今週開催されたティーンテックアワードを受賞しました。コンドームには抗体が塗られておりウイルスの抗原に反応してクラミジアなら緑、ヘルペスなら黄色、HPV なら紫、梅毒は青に色が変化します。
Three students at the Isaac Newton Academy aged 13, 14 and 14have devised a condom that changes color if it comes into contact with a sexually transmitted disease. The condom, coated in antibodies targeting STDs, will turn green if exposed to chlamydia, yellow if exposed to herpes, purple if exposed to HPV, and blue if exposed to syphilis.
そう、まあこれ別にまだ商品化とかにはたどり着いてないから、いろいろこう疑問が湧いてくる部分はあるんだけど、例えばその、どっちが持ってる か例えば青になったところでその青はなんだっけ梅毒になったところでどっちの人が持ってるのか分かんないだよね。
Oh well it, like if like つけた瞬間に it turns blue then 分かるんじゃない
多分、うん、でもセックスしちゃったら
the...
なんか分かるつけて
can wait a second yeah
I guess とかなんか例えばどっちも持ってた例えばじゃあクラミジアとヘルペスどっちもある人だったら何色になっちゃうのかとかなんかそういう疑問はまだまだ、mm. あとまあヘルペスとかってさ別にずっと保持してる人なんていうの
But...
一回保持したらもうさなくなるわけじゃないじゃんだからその別に知ってもしょうがないとかね、mm. なんかだったら HIV とかあの淋病とかの方がいいとか、まあいろいろあるんだけど、まあこれは別にまだ商品じゃないから、こういうコンセプトがありますっていう。
Is it just a concept? Like they haven't, they don't, the
No, they've made it. They've
made
they
it. There is a prototype.
そうそうそう。
And someone's tested it.
そう、多分ね。Maybe not these boys. I don't know. I hope not. These
boys. I hope the boys didn't test it.
でもなんかね、この賞を取ったのはこの男の子たちがあの STD についてまあすごい調べた。まあ、当たり前なんだけどさ、こういう抗体とかもあれだから。ですごいあのちゃんと頑張りましたねっていう、まあ、ティーン用の賞だから。で、まあ、今後もしかしたらコンドーム会社があのアプローチして商品とかになるかもねみたいなこと。
But isn't it kind of rude if you like it would have to be disguised, right? And only the guy could really, because if the guy shows up and he's got his own condoms that he likes, and this girl's like, wait, can you put on this special like disease detecting condom? Isn't that? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's rude, but たださテストしてっていう方が早いかも、早いっていうかなんか普通っぽいよね。
But this would be useful in situations where you aren't comfortable asking the person to get tested, right?
で、こっそりこのコンドーム渡すってこと?
And when the condom turns a weird
color
then you,
I
guess,
like, no way.
have to confront them or
get away from. そうだからその色が変わった時にじゃあどうしたらいいのかみたいな、
yeah.
とかもだからそういういろいろ湧き上がってくる疑問の一つではあるんだよ。
What if it's like all of the colors?
Rainbow.
Yeah, rainbow.
Rainbow condom.
Do they,
like, wow, you have everything.
You were talking about how there's a, you can't tell like who has it, but isn't it either on the outside or on the inside of the condom?
Ah, so, でも色が変わるのはさ結局なんていうの同じじゃん。It's not like 中だけが色変わるとか外だけが色変わるとか。So.
But if you know you have the type that tests women, do you know what I mean?
Like stuff that goes both ways.
Like maybe they'll have condoms that like the inside is testing or the outside is testing.
Right, 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 right.
It would be.
そうね。なんかそういう2種類とかが。
Yeah.
でもなんかさ、まあ私の個人的な経験からだと、まあ相手に、まあ自分もそうだし、相手にそのテストしてっていうのを言うけどね、普通に。
Yeah, but
私もやるから、お前もやれみたいなさ、こと。でもやっぱりなんかこう恥ずかしくて言えない人が多いらしいじゃん。
Nobody likes talking about that stuff.
そう、でもなんかさ恥ずかしい、やっぱ病気になっちゃってからさだとさ恥ずかしいとかいう問題じゃないじゃんね。だから、まあ、本当はみんなが当たり前みたいにその話できるといいんだけどね。Like, can you just like get tested? みたいな、なんか結構軽いトーンで言えばみんな別にあいいよってなるからね。なんかそこでさフリークアウトしてえー、とか言う人がいたらもうその人はもうなし。もう忘れる。
Right. You wouldn't bother to secret test them?
No.
Pass them the magic?
なんかそのフリークアウトする時点でなんかその人のなんていうの、あそういうなんかテストとかしたくないんだみたいな、へえみたいな、もうその時点でちょっとさ魅力 なくなるじゃん。
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that don't have that sort of 余裕, I guess
What do you mean? 何の余裕?
Like, even if, you know, they really want to be with this person.
あ、そういうことね。だから好きすぎて。
Yeah.
そうね。だからいるよね。それで病気もらっちゃう子とかさ。でもやっぱ、まあ、すぐ治るやつだったらいいけど、そうじゃないと、ね、本当に後悔してもしょうがないみたいになっちゃうから。言った方がいいよね。本当軽いトーンで言えばね、結構大丈夫だよ。なんか深刻にさ、話したいことがあるんだけどみたいな感じで入ると、yeah. 多分怖いからなんか当たり前みたいな感じで言うといいんじゃないかなって思う、まあ、個人的な経験から。 It's like hey みたいな、なんか別に大したことないみたいな、当たり前みたいな。
I'm just imagining all the weird awkward ways that people would try to like bring it up and...
そうね。でも別に今さなんか家でできるキットとかも Amazon みたいなところで買えるたりするしさ、あのそういうサイトもあるし、別にね、本当に not a big deal。別に病院とか行かなくても。
And the testing has gotten a lot less invasive than it used to be。
そうそうそう、超簡単。
For men, they used to take like a a small Q-tip and like shove that thing halfway down your penis.
God.
And
今ねこのパチンってさちょっと指の先っぽをちっちゃい針みたいなので刺してそこから血を取るとかねだけだから。Yeah, it's really not a big deal. はい。
Why are 13-year-olds coming up with this?
I don't know.
次。
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載された研究で、人がそれぞれ持つ嗅覚の特徴から個人を特定できることが分かりました。研究では嗅覚指紋と呼ばれるテストを設計し、被験者に28種類の匂いを嗅がせ、54個の形容詞の中からその匂いにマッチする言葉を選んでもらいました。このテストでは主観的な意見である形容詞の内容ではなく、どの匂いに対して似ている印象を持っているかに注目しました。すると参加した89人全員が異なった結果となり、7種類の匂いと11個の形容詞を使うだけで十分な個人差が確認でき、個人を特定できることが分かりました。さらに34種類の匂いと35個の形容詞を使えば、ほぼ人類全員となる70億人をそれぞれ特定できる計算となりました。嗅覚指紋が似ている人は大衆や恋人を選択することに関連した遺伝子も似ており、これは遺伝子の多様性を守り近親相関を避けるためではないかとされています。
A study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that a test could distinguish between individuals based solely on the individual characteristics of their sense of smell. The researchers devised a test they call an olfactory fingerprint, designed to detect scents with a high level of sensitivity. The test participants were then asked to rate how strongly 28 unique odors matched 54 different adjectives. The responses were used to judge the perceived similarities between odors in subjects. While all 89 participants were found to have distinct olfactory fingerprints, the researchers found that they were able to identify individuals based on only 7 unique odors and 11 adjectives. Furthermore, using 34 odors and 35 adjectives, the researchers claim they would be able to uniquely identify over 7 billion people. Lastly, the researchers speculate that subjects with similar olfactory perception are more likely to have genetic similarities and less likely to be attracted to each other.
そう、なんかみんなの嗅覚に関連する遺伝子って 30% ぐらいがそれぞれ違うんだって、
うん、
でそれは分かってて、だからその嗅覚っていうのが人それぞれ違うのを分かってるんだけど、それを証明する方法がないから、まあ、今回こういう方法でテストしてるっていうことなんだけど、面白いよね。なんかだから基本的にこれが臭い、これはいい匂いとかって大体みんな同じ意見なんだけど、
うん、
ただそれを言葉で形容するとなると、こんなにも個人でばらつきがあるっていう。
And there's no how do I want to say this? There's no issue with language here. Like,Couldn't you use odors to detect the perception of certain adjectives? Do you know what I'm saying?
逆にってこと?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is there any,
どうだろう?
Is there any fudge factor in the linguistic aspect of this test? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.だから匂いじゃなくても、Yeah, I know what
like,
I know what you mean.
Why couldn't the test work in reverse?
Right,
I'm not,
right.
I'm not sure that it would. I don't think that it would. But I think it's an important question to ask. We are looking at how, you know, we're just matching odors to adjectives.
でもさ、匂いが先に来ないと思いつかないこともあるじゃん。
うん。
その発想がそもそもないというかさ。
うん。
だから違う結果になるんじゃない?
Well, you would have the word first, and you would have to be able to express yourself in the form of an odor, which we can't do. Or, I guess you could select an odor. Is this not making any sense?
I know what you're saying.
Whether or not it makes sense is what I'm trying to figure out, I guess.
Right, right.
Because I'm just wondering if there's any... Because sometimes they do stuff like this using language. And anytime they use language or use words in an experiment like this, I have a certain skepticism about...
まあ、特にね、形容詞だから、その形容詞自体のイメージとかも人によって異なるんだけど、ただ大事なのはここではその形容詞の内容が重視されてないからね。パターンだけ、どの匂いとどの匂いで同じ形容詞を使ってるとか、そういうパターンだけを見てるから。
Let's say, for example, we use 54 different adjectives and we had 28 different colors, like very subtle shades of color, and we asked people to associate these colors with different words, and then looked at the similarities there. Like you could do the same thing with colors, but that doesn't imply that the colors look different to people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I don't know. I'm not smarter than these people, so kind of take their word for it, I guess.
だからやっぱパターンだからじゃない？その内容だったら確かにそうだけど。
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the implications of it is what I'm a little bit fudgy on.
そのパターンが人によってこんなにもバラバラになるっていうことがやっぱり驚きのことなんじゃない？
Yeah.
全然被らないっていう人と。
But that's also because just our interface with odors is just this nose thing. It's as imprecise as it, like if you had a dog, right? If dogs did this test, how would it be different, do you think?
Could use words?
Perhaps.
Okay, this is getting weird.
I don't know, but do you see what I'm saying? Like there's like some weird stuff. I don't know, I could totally be imagining it. But yeah, 34 odors and 35 adjectives to uniquely identify the entire human population is absolutely insane. But that's assuming that people would consistently give the same answers too, right?
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
その毎日変えられたら。
What if your sense of smell isn't static? It probably changes over time.
Right, as you
get older,
things
don't taste as good. People start smoking and then they can't smell stuff.
For sure. しかもなんか日によっても違うと思うよ、やっぱ。なんかなかったっけ、そういうの、そのホルモンの、だからほら、女性の方が嗅覚があるとか、その相手の匂いを感じやすいとかさ。
It's like,
だから男女によっても違うだろうし。
Cones and rods in the eye. Men have more rods in their retina. Men have better night vision,
but
women have a better ability to perceive color and differences in color.
そう、だからこれ面白いのはやっぱその色とかもそうだけど、あなたの赤と私の赤は違う風に見えてるかもしれないっていうさ、問題があるじゃん。常に。で、匂いも同じだから、それをまあね、本当メジャーする方法がないから、こうやってトライするっていうのはすごい面白いなと思う。やっぱり。どうしてもね、チェックできないもんね、それは。
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same problem we have with everything, though. You know, the world as a physical place doesn't even exist. It's just
right.
The way that we interface with it.
Quoria っていうやつだよね。
Quoria,
you know, the philosophy term, I guess.
Is that what...
そのなんか感覚のこと、だから色の見え方とか匂いの感じ方とか、そういうなんか目に見えない感覚的な部分。
It's not even just the way that things look, but the just things even looking any way at all is like a weird.
そういうなんか他人と共有しにくいというかできないもの、すごいこう vague なもの、そう、それは多分クオリアって言うんだけど。そう、面白いよこれは。なんかやっぱさ、何でもかんでもこうやって新しいテストを考えてる人が日々いるっていうのこと自体が面白くない。
I'm surprised we don't talk more about our senses. That's the only interface that it's the only thing, the only tangible thing that any of us ever has is our senses.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything that exists is within that. that envelope. It has to go through that, you know? There's no getting around our senses. And so senses we don't have, we can't even say anything about.
Like sixth sense.
Like senses that animals have, like the weird mantis shrimp or whatever.
So
like, there isn't even space in our, you know, constellation of perceptions to like fit that thing in there. Like what these other colors look like.
ソーシャルメディアによって最近やっぱこう何あれのビデオなんかこう耳が聞こえなかった人が初めてこう何、デバイスつけて聞こえるようになるとか、この間見たのはなんかお父さんが色が全然見えない人がこうなんかサングラスみたい なんか特殊な眼鏡をかけたら色が見えるやつがあって、それをかけてなんか自分の子供の顔を見るみたいな最初に、で奥さんがなんか、hey, look at the colors of their eyes とか言ってるのね、なんかすごいやっぱ感動するよね、あの、結構やあの、まあ、自分は当たり前だと思ってるけど for certain people it's not
But, you know, the way people react when they hear something for the first time in their life, or these reactions, reminds me very much of the way people react when they take psychedelic drugs. And I think it's maybe psychedelics provide an experience that's outside the normal sensory.
Right.
So they're, you know, it's the same awe. It's the same, oh my God, I can't believe I'm experiencing this.
This is
outside my understanding of reality.
It's like 同じ場所に行って seeing something that you could never see. っていう感じじゃない?
They're the secrets. They're the only real secrets because who said this? A secret is something that cannot be told. That's what a secret really is.
そうね。
Everything else is not a secret.
Right.
If you can say it, it's not a secret.
究極的にはね。
Yeah.
はい。
次、A ban on nightclub dancing in Japan has been lifted. The ban was originally enacted in 1948, soon after the Second World War, and was intended to limit prostitution in dance halls. For a long time, the law had largely been ignored, but in the wake of various recent criminal incidents in the nightclub scene, police had begun to arrest club managers and even shut down nightclub operations on the grounds of people dancing too late.The revised law states that seating areas must be at minimum 10 lux in brightness, or else the venue will be subject to the old requirements that customers cannot dance after midnight. The new law will go into effect next year.
ナイトクラブでの深夜のダンスを禁止する法律が日本で廃止されます。元は第二次世界大戦後の1948年にダンスホールでの売春行為を取り締まるために作られた法律で、時代の流れとともに現実にそぐわなくなり事実上無視されていましたが、近年ナイトクラブで起きた事件をきっかけに警察が再度取り締まりを始め、客が遅い時間まで踊っていたとして経営者の逮捕や店の強制閉鎖などを行っていました。新しい法律では着席できるエリアで最低10ルックスの明るさであることを義務付け、それが守られない場合は深夜以降のダンスは禁止となります。新しい法は来年から施行されます。 Yay, finally! この話いつしたんだっけね。
When you were still going to Vanity?
Was I? 1年半前とかかな、そんな感じかな。
多分そのぐらい。
そうだよね。なんかあのフラワーで事件があったりとかいろいろして、
yes. yeah.
ね、急にすごい厳しくなって。
Flower and the one in Osaka。
そんなのあったんだっけ
？Yeah, some 22-year-old student was murdered in Osaka,、
God.
And then they had the ski mask pole beating incident at Furawa.
Furawa.
And there were several other incidents as、
ね、
well.
そうね。とかなんかただのレイドみたいなのもあったりしたしね。なんか私見てさ、その写真撮ってツイートした気がする、どっかのクラブ。なんか今すごい警察と報道陣とか超集まってて、
your original reporting、
そうそうそう、そう。でも事前にもう報道の方に通達してあるなみたいな、これは、とかね。
But these the way that the police have been enforcing these laws is quite strange.、But the way the police department behaves in Japan has always been kind of strange in this way. It's just the selective use of the law.
Right.
and they use the law to go after other things that they can't necessarily catch people for.
Right, right.
You know, so they think something's going on in this club, drug dealing or whatever it is. And they, you know, raid the place because people, and they say, you know, because people were dancing and you don't have a license and stuff. So the police have been full of shit on this issue.
Yeah, まあその別件逮捕ってやつだよね、いわゆる。関係ないことで逮捕して、もう実は他に疑っていることがあるっていう。そう、でもこのさ、なんか、さっき読んでて笑いそうになっちゃったけど、この客が遅い時間まで踊っていたとして経営者の逮捕とかってさ、なんか真面目に喋れないよね。 It sounds too silly.
Yeah.
なんか、
There were people protesting this and...
そうだね。だってあまりに古すぎるからね。
Yeah, well, even back then it was a dumb law.
全然なんか現実にそぐわってないから。でもよかったね、じゃあ。
But it reminds me of, you know, how like the, we were talking about the officials in China that would go and like flip everyone's like stands over and like if people don't pay the officials the particular amount of money that they owe, like the street stands have to like pay off the criminals there.
Otherwise, なんかチンピラとか雇ってみたいなやつでしょ?
Yeah, yeah. So they have to like, then they, if you don't pay, then they come and like flip your cart over and like stomp on all your kebabs or whatever.
なんかすごいさ、古臭いよね。
Yeah, but,
昔みたいだよね。
But the police regularly have been behaving pretty much the same way that the gangs behave.
Right, right.
You know? It's the shakedown. It's the, hey, you guys haven't paid for this license, or hey, you guys have people dancing. You know, you better watch out. Kind of like it's like the same tactics. So,
そうね。だからまあ、
it'd be nice if they can just kind of clean this thing up and just make laws that make sense and enforce them all the time. How about that?
ね、まあ一応民主主義だからね、こうみんながなんでだろうって思ってる法律があるっていう時点でちょっと意味がわからないよね。そうでもよかったねこれやっとだけどちょっと時間かかったけど。
Well, they still have. It's still not perfect. It's still, you know, if you're, they're gonna come measure the brightness of your seating area.
まあでもこれあれだよね。風営法でしょ。そのじゃないと真っ暗にしてあの。
No. 10 lux is bright.
Oh yeah.
Bright. Like、oh. it's the same. Like, in the article, it was describing it as the same as.When the movie ends at a movie theater and they turn all the lights on. そのぐらいの。
あ、そう。普通の部屋ぐらいってこと?
Yeah, like bright. It has to be bright. In the seating area.
Oh, in the seating area. But what's the seating area? Like, do you know what I mean? It's again, なんか微妙じゃない?
Yeah, but they want to be vague so that they can give people shit.
It's so
you know?
Strange.
But they have a similar situation in New York City and in California. They do this too.
私もニューヨーク行った時にあのバーにいてなんかすごいクラブみたいな曲がかかってたからそんな別に激しくないちょっと踊るっていうかさふんふんみたいなしてたら like can you not dance みたいなあの we're gonna have to shut down だからみたいなあのそのだから、really? クラブとしての営業許可を得てないから客がお酒飲むのはいいけど踊るのはもうダメ。
I think in New York, if people are gonna dance late, then you actually have to have a cabaret operating license. Like it has to be classified as kyaba.
Right.
In order for people to dance, which costs money.
Right.
Because the government wants to make money off of their stupid licenses.
Yeah.
And they have a similar situation in Sweden too.
あ、そう。
Yeah.
意外だね結構、へえ、まあまあどこの国にもあるけどねこういうのはなんかちょっと謎な
No, I think it's just these few places.
謎な法律
But yeah, weird laws for sure. And they're really selective with the bans on prostitution in Japan, obviously. You know, prostitution's illegal.
Yeah.
But not really. You know?
Yeah. Soap とかね
Yeah.
お風呂屋さんっていう手みたいなとかね
Yeah. same for pornography too.
スウェーデンじゃなかったっけ prostitution のすごい改革したのあのその売春してる側女性の方は 罰を与えない。もうそっちはいいことにして、罰を与えるのは客だけにする。それによって売春がめっちゃ減ったみたいな。
That's like the opposite of drug laws.
そう、日本も逆。
If you're selling drugs, you get in way more trouble than the person.
Right, right.
Buying.
だからなんかこうやっぱ human trafficking とかで連れてこられてやってる女性もいるし、だからそこをだからもうその女性たちを victim として見ることによってこう国民のパーセプションを変えるみたいな。でその客への罰をまあちょっと重くすることによって、まあそれ自体そのビジネス自体をもう廃止に追い込むみたいな考え方だったと思うけど、それでなんだっけ 80% とかなんかかなりのあの何その件数が減ったみたいな。
Oh, of course. I think it's the same thing with drug policy. They stopped arresting people for they stopped arresting users of heroin in this I forget which city it was in the U.S. But they had a really serious heroin problem, and they were just like, you know what? If you have heroin, just you know, you can turn yourself in. We won't prosecute you or anything, and you can get treatment. And so that's so, so, that's what's happening. It's like this is fucking obvious. We should like how can It's crazy that it's ever been any other way. But,
そうね。
You know, without the whole Reagan thing and all that other
そうね。持ってる側はね、victim っていう場合があるからね。
Yeah. Well, certainly something...
そこを punish してもしょうがないよね。
Yeah. Sometimes people need help, and sometimes that's more helpful for everyone than doing the other thing.
そうそう。そうなんだよ。なんかダメですって言ってもさ、こうダメって分かってる人はさ、ダメって分かってても止められないわけだから、そういう人に対してダメダメって言ってもね、誰にも助けにならない。
You know, the best example that exists is the prohibition of alcohol. They banned alcohol, and then people started drinking like lighter fluid and drinking like I don't know, hand sanitizer.
Weird shit. Like,
seriously, weird stuff. People were drinking.All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And,
まあ今もね禁止されてる国でよくニュースあるよね。こう自分でこっそり作ってたやつがなんかこうおかしくなんかちょっとトクシックとかなってて、すごい数の人が病気になりましたとか。
Yeah, all the moonshine and stuff. But that's what happens if you make. You know where did all the mobsters come from in the U.S.? All of the mobsters and all their money came from prohibition.And right now, all the criminals are getting their money and all that other stuff from prohibition.
Right, right.
It's all, you know, the Mexico thing.
もうなんかパターンだよね。
Clear as day. But no one would argue that we should try to make alcohol illegal again. Because we saw how badly that happened.
Right, right.
But it's happening right now with all this other stuff.
Yeah,
including prostitution, I think.
そう。まあだから、誰を罰するかっていう問題だよね。
Well, I think we should just let people do what they're going to do.
I don't really agree with that with prostitution because of the human trafficking thing. You know, because these
women are not...
Well, trafficking
humans should not be legal, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, if someone's being victimized that way, then definitely not.
Yeah.
But a lot of prostitutes, I think, would be better off if prostitution was just legal.You know, we have prostitutes getting murdered.
Or if they're not
going
to be punished, you know,
If making
all.
Prostitution illegal made people not be prostitutes, then I would see an argument. But it doesn't.
Right, right. だからやっぱその客だけを punish するっていうのはまあいいと思う私は。まあ客とそのオペレーションしてる人ももちろん。
I think if two people want to have sex, then they can have sex. And if two people want to have sex and someone wants to give money to the other person, that's fine too.
そうね、だから女性が willingly にそれをやってるんだったらいいけど、それが分かんないから誰にも、その本人しか、で大体本人はそれを言えない状況に置かれてるから、だからもうそこはどうにかね、法なりなんなりで、そこは確かに取り締まらないと無理。
Yeah, well that's the difference between having prostitution itself be illegal and human trafficking being illegal and like pimping and stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but it's In either case, I think more transparency would be very helpful. Because it's like, okay, yeah, these people are the willing prostitutes. Who are these people? Right? It makes it more clear who needs to be gone after.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's complicated because it's so tricky. right? Because you can't tell just by looking at these women, for example.
Because it's illegal. But if it was legal, then the willing people could identify themselves quite openly.
Right.
Yeah.
To who?
To law enforcement.
Ah, so you got it.
Yeah.
So, 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 自分で告発もしやすいし、だからそう、海外の女性で日本に連れてこられてる人とかは結局自分も捕まっちゃうから言えない警察にっていう問題があるから、女性が捕まらないって分かってればもしかして告発できるかもしれない。だからそこだよね、やっぱ。
Yeah.
はい。
According to new research, self-harming behavior among teens and young adults appears to be increasing. The National Center for PTSD states that somewhere between 13 and 35% of students have intentionally harmed themselves at some point. This includes cutting, scratching, punching themselves, banging their heads against a wall, and the use of firearms. Between 2009 and 2012, self-injury cases for adolescents in emergency rooms increased from 1.1% to 1.6% in the U.S., The most common method was cutting or piercing. While those who self-injure are at an increased risk of suicide, the majority of self-harm behavior is without suicidal intent. Interestingly, the researchers found that self-harming is primarily being used as an emotional release valve for stress and anxiety rather than to get attention.
米政府の調査で、ティーンエイジャーや若者の間の自傷行為が増加していることが分かりました。約 13% から 35% の学生が過去に故意に自分を傷つけたことがあるとしており、その方法は皮膚を切る、引っかく、自分を殴る、頭を壁にぶつけるなどのほか、銃を使う人もいます。2009年から2012年の間に自傷行為で救急に運ばれる若者が 1.1% から 1.6% に増加していて、一番多かったのが皮膚を切る行為とピアスを開ける行為でした。自傷行為をしている人はしない人よりは自殺のリスクが高いものの大多数の自傷行為は自殺を目的とはしていませんさらに自傷行為は注目を集めるためではなくストレスや不安を放出するために行われていますこれやっぱなんか未だにそのリストカットしている子とかが、まあ、ただ注目欲しいだけでしょうみたいな風に言われちゃう流れにあるっていうのは、うん、なんかちょっと変わってほしいなっていうふうには思ういつも。
Yeah, I think it's a that's a silly notion. That's not.
そうなんかそのやっぱ流行っちゃったんだよねその考えがその手首切ってるけど別に死にたいわけじゃないくせにみたいなのと、well, あとあの、ただただ注目が欲しいだけでしょどうせみたいなその外側からのレッテル。で別にそれの、本当にそれをやってることへの心理状態への理解みたいのがないみたいな。
Yeah. This is one of those things where something kind of rises to the surface of public discourse and then people voice their stupid opinions、and then there's kind of a stupid consensus、in society.
そうだね。
And then like 10 years later we figure out like, oh, that didn't make any sense.
そうなんだよね。
But no one was really perceiving that at the time.、You know, slavery, homosexuality, you know, transgenderism or...、All of these things have gone through these kind of similar phases, I think.
そうね。そう、でもなんか、ピアスとか、私も多分、ピアスから始まり、で、なんかこう、すごいストレスとかかかって、なんかそうするとピアス開けたくなるみたいなフェーズがあって、10代ぐらいの時とか。
Is that, that's not, like, you, it was a clear connection between the two?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.やっぱストレスかかってくるとなんかあピアス開けたいみたいな、で開けるとなんかすっきりする、なんかそれってやっぱこうフィジカルに痛いっていうのがその内面の痛みをちょっと紛らわせてくれるみたいな風に多分捉えちゃう感じちゃ う, っていうの
は It gives you a real thing a real like source of discomfort and then you're like more comfortable with your discomfort Does that make sense?Does that?
I felt like
if you're really stressed out and you have anxiety, but you just can't get to the bottom of what it is, you can't sort it out in your own head.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just sit here and fix it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You kind of want a physical, something physical that you can connect to that stress. Does that make
sense? なんかいろんな種類があると思って、多分その私のピアスのやつはだからこう、フィジカ、体の痛みによって内面のモヤモヤだったりストレスがちょっとごまかされるっていうのも一つだし、あのうつ病になった時にこうなんか切りたいみたいな、なんか初めて、あのそれまでリストカットとか本当に全然理解できなかったんだけど、まあ、当たり前ね、自分に起きるまではさ分かんないじゃん、でその時なんか、あ、切りたいって思ったのはなんかもう I just wanted to snap out で、なんかシャープな痛みがあればなんかはってスナップアウトできるんじゃないかっていう妄想、絶対そんなことないんだけど、スナップアウトなんかできないから、どっちにしろでもなんか
Some people do. Some people do. A lot of people, they cut themselves and it helps.
Oh yeah.
It helps a lot.
It might have helped. I, like something rational about me kind of stopped myself from doing that. So I never like ended up doing it. But なんかやっぱそれに取りつかれちゃうというかさ、あ、なんか切ったら楽になるかもしれないみたいな、こうしゃっきりするんじゃないかみたいな。
Yeah, I think the issue is that it does help. That's the problem. And that's why people do it.
そうだね。
I think it is an effective way to treat stress. But nobody wants to recommend this.
Right, right.
You know,
そうね、本当に危ないからね。
Yeah.
あのやりすぎちゃう。
But you shouldn't do it. There's other ways to do the same thing.
なんか、なんか誰もこの話をしない、なんかタブーみたいな感じで話さないことによって誰も学習しないから怖いよね。なんか高校生の時友達とかにもいたのね、仲いい子でもすごいやっぱり切っちゃったり、あので、まあ手首いつも隠してるとかさ、あの手がある日ボロボロでやって学校に来るとか、やっぱり10代の時とかって女の子も意地悪だからさ、基本あの、結構周りの子は本当に、
people are.
そうね、こうこそこそしたりとか。
Small people are assholes.
Yeah, I guess.
Like children, I mean.
Yeah.
Not like.
They can be. なんかその cruelty 分かってないからね、自分の。あの、なんかまあそれはそれで仕方ないといえば仕方ないだけど、だからそうするとやっぱりタブー視されちゃうから、本人も周りに相談ももちろんできないし、隠すしかできないし、まあ、隠してもバレちゃうからいろいろまたさらに言われちゃうとかで、余計にそれもストレスとして加算されるみたいな、元々の家のストレスとかから、だから
I think a lot of people hide it successfully. Nobody finds out ever.
Yeah, yeah, そうね。
I think there's I mean, I've met people that are hiding it successfully.
そうね。足とかにね、やる子もいるもんね。
Like,
見えないところ。
Yeah, like upper thigh. Or, yeah. And it's, you know, if you were suicidal, you're cutting like long ways, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the water.
yeah.
To make
sure
that you're
not dying. What people generally
do. そうそう、別に死にたいとか、死のうと思ってそんなちょっと切るとかはない、さすがにないからね。
Well, if you cut too deep, you can easily kill yourself.
なんかさ、そのやっぱ周りの理解が大事だよね。その、it could happen to you too.自分は絶対やらないって思っても何があるか分かんないじゃん、自分にも起きるかもしれないっていう。で、私もそうだもん、絶対自分はそんなね、別に普通にしてたらそんなさ手首切りたいとかないじゃん、だから全然理解できなかったけど。
Well, I don't think it's like a しょうがない situation where I have to cut myself because things happened in your life. I think there are other ways that people can deal with it. For sure, you have to do something
Yeah.
You can't just sit there stewing in your own discomfort and anxiety. But for me, that's the only reason I go to the gym, really. But it's the same thing. You know, you go to the gym and you like lift heavy stuff, move heavy things around. And after I leave the gym, it's just like, I'm just relaxed, finally. Like,
right.
But, you know, it causes like a bunch of small tears in your muscles, and it's stress on your body, but that exertion kind of
right だからそこまで追い詰められる前だったらね、そうやってジム行くとか運動するとか他の ways をまあ自分でも考えてできると思うけど、本当に追い詰められてる時ってさ、なんかそんなのも考えられないじゃん、てかできないじゃん。
Yeah, I've certainly a lot of depressed, upset people are like, fuck a gym. I'm not like anywhere close to the, you know, being in a mood to doing that. And it probably doesn't work for everyone.
だからやっぱ周りの人がどこまで分かってくれるかだよね。なんかなんでそんなことするのとか、こう怒られちゃうとか、とかまあそれこそこそこそ言われるとか、ただ注目欲しいだけでしょとか、勝手なレッテル貼られるとか、そういうなんかさ、無駄なストレス今この切るまでストレス溜まってるのに、そこにさらに上塗りしちゃうみたいなさ、周りが、だからみんながこういうの分かってっていうのは結構大事かなと思う。あとなんかやっぱさ、この頭を壁にぶつけるとかもさ、 I remember texting you this all the time、 like 超仕事してる時、なんかもうなんか何、パソコンをなんか頭にぶつけて、なんか階段を転げ落ちたいみたいな、なんか変な。
Well, you know, like there's all these, there's like videos of this happening, but people, the classic situation is where you're sitting in some tiny cubicle,
yeah,
and you just snap, and you just take the keyboard and you just smash it against the computer, you throw the computer monitor like out the window.
Yeah, so so so. 本当に、なんか言ったじゃん、その。And you just
start, you just. Jump out of the building.
なんか海外でさ、なんかゲイのスッチンの男の人がスナップして飛行機で、あの非常用の滑り台を出してさ、飛び降りて彼氏のとこまで帰っちゃったみたいなあったじゃん。
That was such a fruity way to get upset too.
でもそれに本当に relate できちゃうというかさ、もう本当に自分も疲れてるから、なんかもうそんなことだから私オフィスが30何階だったんだよね。だからそこに座って、もうなんか Why am I here? みたいな、なんかもうパソコンを投げて、もう。なんかめちゃくちゃにオフィスとかめちゃくちゃにして壁に頭をガンガンぶつけて30何回分の階段を転げ落ちてボロボロの状態で外でアイス食べたいみたいな、なんか意味わかんない、なんか
You're like you're like one hair away from going to prison for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're so やばい。
But as long as you're that one hair, as long as you're that
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you just got that tiny razor thin margin, you're like a perfectly functional healthy, productive、
ね、
member of society.、
ね、
yeah,、
ね、
like you can't tell the difference.
そうそうそう
but those people can just be just a tiny, tiny difference away from each other.
そうそう。だからそういうやっぱ追い詰められすぎると、そういう普段では思いもつかないような謎の欲求が出てきたりとか、で絶対自分にとってポジティブではないじゃん。
Well, you know, they say, they say that the thing that controls your impulse to do something like that is actually dissolved by certain medications that influence your serotonergic levels. So if you're on something like an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, you may actually do the thing.
Because
so many of us are just right on the line and we never do the thing that we're so close to doing.
Right.
And you are close to doing it.
Right, right.
You just don't do it. Some people take SSRIs and then they do that thing. And that's why we have so many of like school shootings and all these different people. It turns out the person that did that super crazy thing was on SSRIs. And that's also why your risk of committing suicide on SSRIs is higher. It's because that inhibition is gone.
Right,
and you might do the thing.
もうやっちゃう。
Yeah.
そうなんだよね。だからそういうのも考えていくとさ、なんか一概に簡単になんかやっちゃった人とか責められないよね。
Yeah. But you have more experience with this, but that thing that keeps you from doing the thing, that being dissolved by an SSRI, that isn't that actually like the mechanism for it getting you out of, you know, if you're depressed, you feel like you can't do this. I can't, like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You feel helpless in some sense, right?
Right.
Like,
well, everything,
you can't pull the trigger on certain things that you feel like you need to do or you should do.
Yeah.
Or,
and it's just like everything feels overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like overly overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like even just this tiny little thing that you could easily do on a normal day.
So it makes sense that the medicine that would remove the inhibition could actually take you too far.
そうね。だから取れすぎちゃうってことだね、それが。
Yeah, it's weird.
取れすぎちゃって何でもできちゃうみたいな。
Mm.
そうね。まあ、you're messing with the chemicals だからね、in your brain.So,
yeah, who knows what you're doing.
うん、だって変だったじゃん、私も。変だったでしょ、普通に。なんか、本当の full on depression の時はさ、なんか、マイケルと渋谷で会う約束して、でもなんか渋谷に着いたら急に、
あ、
な
んか、
そう、無理って思って、どうしようみたいな、で、なんか泣きながら変な公衆トイレみたいなとこ入って。
I was like, oh no.Oh no, she's probably like standing on the platform right now. I was like, oh no.
そうそう、なんかだからもう通常の自分の思考とは全く違う状態になっちゃってるからさ。
Yeah, but the weird thing is that's also like who you were at the time.
そうなんだよね。でもそれをやっぱり自分でも受け入れられないし、そんなのは。
Yeah, you don't want to think that. That's
そうそうそうそう、これが自分だっていうのも受け入れたくないし。もうなんかなのになんでこうなっちゃってんだろうみたいな、だからそれも余計なストレスだし、でやっぱちゃんと人の顔が見れなくなったりとかさ、なんか常に手をなんか動かしてないと、なんかやってないととか、なんかやっぱ変になるよね。でもそれはやっぱりみんな話さないからね。結構その今さ5人に1人はあの日本でうつ病の人がいますって言うけど、なんかその、それ、これもまたタブーみたいな感じで誰も話さないから。
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole, you know, society, civilization, culture. It's all like
5人に1人だよ。超いっぱいいるじゃん。なんかタブーとか言ってる場合じゃないよね。
It just means that it's, you know, it's systematic. It's what it does to us. You know?
だからそのお医者さんとかに聞くとやっぱ風邪みたいなもんだから、何？もう普通に誰でもなる可能性があるし、そういう恥ずかしいとかそういうことじゃない、人数がいっぱいいるしそもそも、
mm.
っていうのは言うけど、やっぱそれはそこまで浸透してないよね、そういう考え方は。やっぱ親とかがそれを隠しちゃうっていう人もいたし、実際知り合いの人で、mm. そのあんま周りに言わないでほしいっていうことを言われちゃったりとか、それもまた余計なストレスじゃん、もともとストレスかかってる人に対して、
yeah. And it just seems like it messes with your identity so much.
本当そう、本当にそう。だから辛いよね。辛いからこそ本当はもっとなんか結構いっぱいいるからなってる人、
yeah.
あの自分だけじゃないんだっていうのを分かってればもうちょっと楽になると思うけど、話さないからね、何せみんな隠しちゃうから、mm. だから別に隠すことじゃないけどね、本当にだからおかしくはなるけど、もうそれはしょうがないからさ、
mm. You know what's interesting about the self-harming is that they only found psychological disordersin 5% of the people. That means 95% of the people that were actually cutting themselves to relieve stress had no discernible psychological issues.
Right.
Now, these are people that are cutting themselves.
Right, right. なんかそのやっぱでも psychological issues とかってなんかまあ病名をつけられないにしても、その瞬間瞬間でおかしくなってる moments は絶対にあると思うから、なんていうの、だからお医者さんが他の日に病院に行ってお医者さんが分かんないじゃんそれは、
yeah.
でもモーメンツごとにやっぱちょっと、まあ、心身喪失とかもそうだけどさ、
mm.
昨日まで普通だったけどもこの一瞬もう無理みたいなさ。
Yeah, well, I think medicine, just science in general, is really bad at taking time into account for things. It's always like, this is a thing, but things never stay what they are for very long, ever.
Right, right.
Nothing does. People
right.
don't. And they change day to day. And, you know, some, I forget how many years it is, but every cell in your body is pretty much replaced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3日
とかじゃない？だっても。
No, it's not that fast. It depends on what it is.
I think I read it's actually
not every
really
cell
fast.
Is, not every cell.
No, not the, like, maybe not the entire thing, but most of it is replaced. In really a matter of days.
Your skin is replaced very quickly, but things like neurons remain for decades and decades, I believe.
だから毎週別人みたいなもんだよね。
うん。
そう考えると。 次。
A recent study in the International Journal of Sports Medicine aimed at evaluating the impact of participating in a 24-hour marathon found that prolonged and extreme exercise can cause leaky gut, physical injury, or even sepsis, also known as blood poisoning. Runners participating in the event generally traveled between 75 and 130 miles on foot. The researchers found that the extreme exercise caused reduced blood flow to the gut, causing leakage. Additionally, they found that gut bacteria was entering the bloodstream and releasing toxins, triggering an immune response and inflammation. The study authors say that these negative effects can begin after just 4 hours of activity.
International Journal of Sports Medicine に掲載された研究で、24時間マラソンの体への影響を調べていたところ、長時間に及ぶ極限の運動は、腸管壁侵労症候群、肉体的損傷、肺血症を引き起こすことが分かりました。24時間マラソンの参加者は120から200キロほどの距離を走っており、これほどの運動をすると内臓への血流が減り、結果として漏れたバクテリアや毒素が血流に混ざり、免疫反応や体内の炎症を引き起こします。てか24時間マラソンってさ、誰が出てんの？すごくない？
無理すぎ。I'd rather cut my wrists than
無理すぎ。120キロってさ、どういう意味？
Yeah, it's pretty extreme. Obviously, they're not running full speed the whole time.
Right, 死ぬよね。
But yeah, I was curious about this, and you know, human beings are known as a long distance traveling animal.
Right.
In fact, for traveling long distances and having endurance, human beings are number one. Of all the animals on the planet, I believe. Number one.
Okay.
Other animals can't.
でもなんか鳥とかでさ、すごい、めっちゃすごい距離。
I have the perfect. Well, birds aren't land animals, and certainly some birds.
Land animals ってこと?
Well, you know, otherwise the whale would win. It swims forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't even stop swimming.
I know, I know, I can't compare it with fish, but, you know, birds are
birds more
not underwater.
違う。Well, they're like, you know, floating and...
Okay.
Anyways, it's funny that you say that because I was looking into this human ability to do this that I guess you could say we used to have, or I guess you can condition yourself to still do it, but most of us don't do anything close to... We'll take a taxi if it's like 5 kilometers.
Right.
Or something. There is a village in northwestern Mexico called a tribe of Native Americans in northwestern Mexico called the Tarahumara tribe. And they call themselves Rarámuri. And Rarámuri means those who travel on foot. They call themselves this.
Okay.
And these people are capable, pretty much everyone in this
tribe
can run for like 300 kilometers straight.
What?
No issue.
Why? Are they trained since they were
smaller? They just evolved this way. The people evolved this way.
Wait. So these people, but they are used to it, or...
They've been using their people traveling on foot to send messages, to deliver things...
Still now?
To hunt. Well, now it's changing.
Okay.
Because it's more modernized.
Can they still do it? Can they still
run? I think most of them can still do this. Mm-hmm. But they have such good endurance that they...kill birds this way. So
what?
There's like pheasants and they'll be like in the grass or whatever, and these guys run after it and the bird takes off and lands far away.
Hmm.
And the guys are still running, and then so the bird has to take off and land far away again, and the guys keep running, And the bird has to take off and land, take off and land, take off. The birds get so tired that you can just walk up and just club it in the head.
Oh my God.
That's how good the endurance is of these
Native
Americans.
すごすぎない? Yeah. そもそも目とかも良くないといけないよね。
No.
見失っちゃうから。
But, I mean, certain kinds of birds, they'll just relocate a little bit.
Right,
That's
right,
how they behave.
Right.
If it's a bird that is just going to fly away forever, then you can't yeah, yeah, yeah. see it anymore.
でも鳥的にも予想外だもんね。Mm. Oh my god, あいつまだ来てるよみたいな。
And they get too tired and they can't move.
もう無理。もう無理、こいつ無理。
Just eat me.
Oh my god.
Tired. Yeah, so they can run for over 300 kilometers straight. Mm. They can run for 2 days at a time.
Wow.
And they even have a game that they play where they kick a wooden ball as they're running. And they'll play that game for like 2 days straight. kicking the ball as they're running.
楽しいの、それやばいね。
Yeah.
へえ。まあだから人間、なんかその差別とかをさなくしたりとか、relatable にするとか、相手をケアできるためにさ、人間みんな同じみたいなさ、mm. 言うけどさ、全然、なんかそういう意味じゃなければ全然違うよね。
We're totally.
その身体能力とかもそうだし。
There's like pygmies in Indonesia.
Right, right, right.
They're like 3 feet tall, tops.
Right, right.
Maybe smaller. These Native Americans living in Mexico, you know, this is what they had to do to survive.
Mm.
They would outpace. You know, it's the tortoise and the hare. They're literally doing the tortoise thing, where they just a steady pace.Just keep going, and animals get tired, and they can't keep running away from these people. So that's, from an evolutionary standpoint, that's one of our best assets.
この24時間マラソンってさ、どれぐらいポピュラーなものなの？結構やってんの？
I mean, there are enough people into... look how many people like running marathons in the first place.
Yeah. Like, 私も何回かね、いろんな人に誘われたりとか、クライアントに誘われたりとかしたけど、もう全部断って、全部断って、もう、いや、無理、まだ3キロ、5キロぐらいでもう疲れちゃうから、マラソンとかちょっと。
But these people, they run a marathon, then they go home, and then they get a fever, and they're like shivering for like 3 days.
What?
You know, people get really sick from running these marathons, even if it's not 24 hours, you know?
Right, right, right. なので走ってる時すごい辛いって言ってて、そのクライアントのおじさんも。なんか、もうすごい辛いからやめたい。やめたい、やめたいって思うんだけど、ま、あの道で応援してる人がいっぱいいるじゃん。だからやめられない。やめられないから最後まで行って、yeah. まあ、最後まで行くともちろん達成感があるからやってよかったなと思うけど、毎回やっぱ走ってるとやめたいって思うらしいよ。
Yeah, if someone's running past me and I'm like, 頑張れ and he like quits right then, I'm like, huh? like, what? like, what?
まあね、まあね、まあ、その人別にいいけどね。
He like steps out and like, he's walking out from the side. Everyone's watching that guy for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Even like 全然走ってない人も probably judging that guy.
そうだね、そうそう、right? なんか変なソーシャルプレッシャーがあるよね、yeah. 多分その場では。だから嫌だよ、絶対嫌だ。私もう絶、もう無理無理。
Yeah.
You know, like you never say never だけど、もうだから私知り合いの人で普通に OL というかさ、会社で働いてたんだけど、急にあのパタゴニアレースとかにハマって、もう世界中飛び回り、あの何すごい過酷なレースのチームに入って勝ったりとかさ、だからまあもともとそういうのやってなくても急にねなる人もいるじゃん。でも自分はと言われるとちょっと考えられ。
You know, it's one thing that this study revealed is that you can adapt to this. So the high level athletes that do marathons a lot and know how to prepare and are in really good shape, their body actually releases anti-inflammatory chemicals.
もう慣れてんだ、体が。
And their body doesn't take much damage.
Mm.
But if you are not well trained,
right, right.
and your technique is ほとんど我慢, you're going to damage your body's not ready for it, even if you mentally are ready for it.
だから本当我慢のしすぎは何事も良くないってことだよね。だから妊婦さんとかもそうじゃん、あの妊婦の人も妊娠する前からすごいアスレチックっていうかさ、運動すごいしてる人は妊娠しても何ランしていいっていうかさ、むしろした方がいいとか言うけど、普段やってない人はさ、妊婦になって急にそんな運動したらダメですみたいなさ。
Yeah, you have to slowly adjust to everything. One thing that's interesting is so when I read this about human beings being able to run so far and stuff, I was like, what about dogs? And like those sorts of, you know, dogs run for super long distances, yeah. like sled dogs. And I realized that sled dogs are in, I mean, they're all in cold places. And so those people, the dogs will run like 1,000 miles, no problem. However, dogs don't sweat. So a dog in the climates that we're used to runs like, you know, 10 miles and it's just like, it just can't do it anymore. It's like it overheated.
Right, right.
Isn't that
weird? Temperature の問題なのか、ただ単に。
So dogs like overheat really easily. So you can take a dog to Alaska and it'll run 1,000 miles, but you try to do anything
here,
in, like, even slightly warm places.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me think that dogs, or like the wolves that dogs came from,
right,
kind of evolved in cold places. Russia, Siberia, I don't know. Canada, I don't know. Canada.
そうだね。だって猫はさ、エジプトから来たじゃん。だから足の裏から汗かけるんだよね。肉球から。だからこうすごい疲れたりとかして走ってると。
So cats don't, they don't pant?
No. Well, they do.あの、あまりにも激しい運動しすぎるとハッハッハッってなっちゃうけど、
really? あの、do they so they do sweat?
From their paws.
But just from their paws.
Paws
だけ sweating.
多分ね。
What does cat paw sweat smell like?
Smell?
Maybe it smells different.
Maybe I don't know. でもなんかね、だからしっとりしちゃう。肉球がしっとりしてきちゃう。疲れちゃうと。
Paws are so weird.
Yeah, cat paws are like, I don't even know why they're so cute to us. Do you know what I mean? It's so weird that everyone thinks it's cute. なんかモチーフとかも多いじゃん、足跡の、まあ猫とか犬とか。で、人間がそれをそんなに可愛いって思っちゃう。
Well,
I think 面白いよね。
One ability that human beings have probably had for thousands of years that we don't use anymore is looking at footprints.Because in nature, right. you would look at a footprint and identify the animal. That's normal.
そうだけどさ。
And so we have a positive connection to the domesticated animals. Like, oh, this is, you know...
My cat's footprints
or, yeah,
that
like
are
elephant,
so cute.
Elephant footprints aren't cute, right? Are they? Just, I don't know. Human footprints are like, who was this? ってなるじゃん。You don't really think that about cat footprints.
Yeah, I've never really thought anything about footprints. はい、変なの。変な話。
ね。
以上ですか、お話は。
Yes.
ね、今日と明日の夜、あ、違う、昨日の夜と今日の夜になんか、NASH っていうなんかポータルサイトがあって、そこにこの間インタビュー受けた記事が出てるの。なので、見てみてください。あと、ポップラ社の、あの新連載始まったんで、ウェブアスタっていうやつで、なんかちょっとお悩み相談的なやつ、あのお悩みシェアっていうやつ始めるので、お悩みある人はあの送ってくれると答えるかもしれない。
Interesting.
I hope so. I hope so. 毎週水曜日更新って言ってたかな。で、文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できるので、何言ってたか気になる人は買ってみてください。
Yep.
あと Facebook、Twitter、Instagram 引き続きやっていますのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
とあとあれね、宇宙トレーナーね、ちょっともう暑いけど Amazon で売ってるので欲しい人はぜひ。
We probably won't make any.We definitely won't make any more of those.
そうね、あの猫星人も多分まだあるかな、もうちょっとかな。女の子の S だけ。
猫星人ないんじゃない。
ないかな。 そう、あの、追加では作らないので、欲しい方はお早めに。
Yeah, and no, approval from Apple yet on the app. So.
Okay. あれ早く出てほしいね。
早く。来週かな。
かな。
Maybe.
かな。Okay. なんか言うことある他に。
I don't know. Remember to floss.
そう大事だよね。
Sponsored by flossing. I don't know. Not really.
I wish.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.